Thank you very much, Mr. President. And can I just briefly join others in welcoming the Disarmament Fellows here today? It's great that we're able to have you in Geneva. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And I do apologise for taking the floor again on this, but I actually wanted to start with a technical question that I thought could assist us today. And that is about the availability of the CDPV record of the 5th of August, because I heard the distinguished delegate from Cuba mentioned a transcript or a record of that. And I think if it is available, it would be very helpful if we circulated that so that we could all see that. If it's not, we can still check it. And I have certainly done that and listened very carefully to the comments that were made during that session, because it is so important. And I agree with all the speakers that have said today that it is so important that we reflect the facts of that discussion so that we can make sure that the report is indeed accurate. And I, in particular, have listened to the comments of delegations during that session after the Dutch put their very clear proposal for the draft decision to be formally put for adoption. And I think it's very interesting to look at the language that delegations used at that point. The sort of language that we saw was along the following lines. We are far from consensus. We gathered very clearly that there was no consensus. On the draft decision to change the rules of procedure, there is no consensus. So I think that tells us that delegations believed it was important to use that phrase. There was no consensus. And I do think that everyone is very clear in a consensus body what that phrase means. We're all very clear on it because it's in our national interests to be very clear. The consensus rule is a very important one in a body like this. I did not hear anyone saying there is no agreement. I think delegations use that phrase very deliberately because we all know it has a very particular meaning. So I think it would be helpful if we could see that record. I think that will assist us make sure that the report does indeed reflect accurately what happened during that session. Thank you, Mr. President.